Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Jerome Powell.
Four pre-record on my count. Seven, six, five, four, three, two, roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, we're glad you are. Welcome to Super Talk. Eagle Hour is back on the road. Actually, back on the studio road in the Southern Bancorp studio is what I'm trying to say. Opening segment sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. We appreciate them very much. Great place to call for your next catering job. Great place to take your family for dinner tonight. Just a good place, Dickey's Barbecue, and we appreciate them and our wonderful friends at Southern Bancorp. All right, good show today. We've got Anthony Richard and Amir Foster, cornerback and safety for the Golden Eagles. We're going to hear from those young men later. Going to kick off the show today, as we do every Wednesday, with our good friend Glenn Dyer, who does a great job covering Southern Miss sports. And Glenn, we've talked a lot about the last game. Let's look ahead, if you don't mind. This Louisiana Tech game, I was looking at some stuff over last night about them. You know, they played pretty competitively against LSU. They had a good win this past week. They're coming back into the league. There's so many scenarios that set up for what should be an exciting atmosphere, and I believe a game that the Golden Eagles are going to have to play their best to win. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I totally agree. It's we talked with Coach Huff yesterday about it being their first time away from Hattiesburg, and he went into the nuance of all the, you know, the things they're going to have to deal with. There's going to be a lot of first times here, and hopefully it goes smoothly for them. And for La Tech, it's some schemes offensively and particularly defensively they hadn't really had to deal with this year to this point. So it's going to be a lot of different things for them to deal with this week.
Glenn, we talked with Coach Huff yesterday, of course, talked a lot about La Tech, and you know that they're a run-heavy team. RPO like to run the ball a lot. You know, one thing I thought of when I was talking to him was just thinking about how Southern Miss could make them one-dimensional on the run, where they could basically sell out to stop the pass and make them run the ball the whole game. That seems like the game plan here against the Bulldogs, right? I forgot their mascot.
yeah, those guys. Yeah, just like most games, yeah, you want to win at the line of scrimmage and take away the run, but their OC, Tony Franklin, has been around for 40 years. He's pretty crafty veteran coach. He's going to have a dual-threat quarterback that's going to create an extra gap in the run game, and then he has all those RPOs off of it. So selling out, you know, not as easy as it may seem. It's going to be a nice little chess match and a nice little test for our defense and our defensive coordinator.
Glenn, one of the things I love about Southern Miss fans, me among them, is that the Eagle football team loses a game, and you talk to everybody, well, we're going to go 0-12. We're going to go 0-11. And conversely, they win a game like they did last week. Now everybody's talking 9 or 10 wins. Set us straight here. Talk us off the bridge or off the ledge either way about what you took from that game on the plus side and what is something that this team hasn't proven to you yet on the other side.
Obviously, the win was big. Little concerned with the yardage. App was able to roll up, and we were the beneficiary of some gifts down in the red zone. Not taking anything away from our defense. You know, we played coverage and took care of business in that regard, and caught the ball. I want to see us. You know, you think too, if their quarterback doesn't get hurt, what does that game look like for another two quarters? You know, that's something I would like to have seen. And again, I'm not taking anything away from our victory, but there's still questions to answer. You know, we still need to show that we can run the football a little more efficiently. And this week, And I think they took a step towards that last week. And this week they need to take another step towards that because they're playing a little bit of a different defense. That 3-3-5 that they run at La Tech is a different animal. A lot of times they're going to drop eight and cover up all the pass zones. It's they make you drive the field play after play after play. They make you string together 8 to 10 plays, you know, and wait for you to make a mistake. So, you know, that's going to be a little different test for them this week. And running the football is going to be the great equalizer.
Glenn, could you just explain to our listeners the 3-3-5 defense for their sake? You kind of did there, but LSU obviously faced this team. They weren't able to move the ball great against Louisiana Tech's 3-3-5 defense. Why is it so hard to go up against a 3-3-5 defense versus a defense that they saw against App State?
Well, if you think about it from last year, ODU run something similar, and that defense gave Virginia Tech fits last week. It's a defense where they force you to take what they give you, and they take away a lot of your playbook. With a 3-3-5, a lot of times you'll get the three-man front, and they'll drop eight and cover everything up, and then they'll disguise and blitz off of that. So it gets real interesting for you. You need to be able to hit them in the seams for big plays, and if you want to try to create some man situations for yourself through your go trips one side and give yourself a man look on the other side. And once you get those man looks, you need to take advantage of. You got to hit those. So, you know, they're just going to be out yardage in the run game, some seam shots down the middle of the field, and then you want to be able to hit those man shots down the sideline if you get them.
I reckon this will be a very low-scoring game. That's kind of how I'm feeling going into the week. Just with the way La Tech runs the ball, you know, time of possession will be low. The opportunities for Southern Miss's offense won't be as high as they would. They have to cash in those opportunities. Feel like going to hit the under this week, Glenn.
Yeah, I agree with that totally. And it'll also be a game maybe that'll go a little faster in the run game and to the run game. This is a game where Braylon Braxton's feet could make all the difference for USM.
I want to look at the Sun Belt now, Glenn Dyer, as we continue our discussion. One thing that I've taken early in the infancy of this 2025 campaign is that I think there's going to be great parity in this Sun Belt. I don't think that Texas State is the juggernaut that people thought they were going to be. Good. You know, Arkansas State with former Southern Miss Golden Eagle Kenyon Clay toting the football a lot for Arkansas State. They're going to be decent, but I don't think when you look at the West or the East, there's going to be anybody that you can't beat. What say you?
No, I totally agree. A lot of parity. Anybody can beat anybody on any given weekend. You're going to see surprises every weekend. I think it'll go right down to the end of the season to determine who, you know, who's going to walk away with the West or the East.
Yeah, Old Dominion's win over Virginia Tech really cost the Hokies head coach's job when you look at it. Texas State has competed well. It's still early, as we mentioned, but are there any teams that have disappointed you a little bit so far?
Probably Louisiana Lafayette, but you also have to look. You know, they lost their Walker Howard, their starting quarterback, and that's brutal. So, but, you know, by the same token, you know, it's a next man up mentality. You still got to, you know, you still got to get out there and compete, and thus far they have not.
Hey, Glenn, let's get off football just a minute. I want to ask you about something that Dima brought to my attention yesterday, and we mentioned on the show. I'd like to get your input. Kid up at Vanderbilt who went to federal court to get his sixth year of eligibility is now headed back to federal court to reportedly get a seventh year of eligibility. I mean, when does the madness stop, Glenn?
Agreed. I mean, it looks like a case of you keep on taking till they tell you you can't have it. You know, those mm-hmm. windows open up, and this kid's obviously, you know, taking advantage of it. You know, at some point, somebody has to put down something concrete to say you get X amount of years regardless of this situation or that. Mm-hmm. Right now, there seem to be plenty of loopholes.
Graham Crawford said yesterday that when you are a college athlete, for some, it's just very, very difficult to give it up because that's what you've been your whole life. And I think there's a lot of legitimacy to that. But I would also contend that you can develop a situation, Kelly may want to comment on this too, where you realize you're not probably going to make it in the big league, right? But boy, if you can keep stacking up them NIL deals for 6 or 7 years in college, you don't have to worry about playing in the NFL.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's a smart financial move if you can pull it off.
Who was the quarterback at Florida State a couple years ago, and we went down there and just got clobbered, and he was
Jordan Travis.
All right, talk to Jordan Travis before that game. He said, okay, I do have my degree. I have another year of eligibility, so I can go make $55,000 for Acme XYZ Company, or I can come back for another year and make $800,000 to $1 million. Now, you tell me what I should do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're getting your car, you're getting all your food, you're getting your housing. I mean, everything's paid for. It's almost like being in the military. You can just stack your money.
So really, Bob, it is a business decision.
Well, it is. And I mean, I don't blame the athletes. They didn't create this monster. I blame the people that created this and opened this door. Your final thoughts, Glenn?
No, I totally agree. It's just like, you know, the tax structure. People get angry about people that take advantage of the tax structure. If that's the structure and there's loopholes, you're a dummy for not taking advantage of it.
Yeah, you're right. So, wish I'd have known this back in the Holmes Junior College.
Have you ever
days.
Taken advantage of tax loopholes, Kelly?
Yes, I have. Oh. As a matter of fact, but our own president has said that.
Right. What
is that the IRS?
Your accounting firm you use?
Oh, I still use a Dewey Cheatham and Howe.
Yeah, see, and that's Kelly.
They are excellent. Did you know that when you take your dog to get groomed, you can write that off?
Did you know that, Glenn?
No, that's a new one on me. I got a dog that needs grooming.
There you go.
Thank you, buddy. We appreciate you, Glenn.
Hey, my pleasure, guys. Have a great rest of your day.
All right, Glenn Dyer, everybody.
Only at Dewey Cheatham and Howe, though, yeah. Bob.
What's the name of his website?
GoldenEaglePride.com.
There you go. Good place to keep up with all your Southern Miss athletics. When we come back, Anthony Richard talked to our man Dima here, and he'll be next.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better, faster.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, Eagle Tire West, you've heard about them. They sponsor this segment of the show. They're brand new on Highway 98 West out toward Bellevue. Matt Warren runs the place. He invites you to come see him for premium Goodyear products, full auto and truck service. Eagle Tire West, next to Smith Motor Company, Highway 98 West. You know, if you got tire work on your car and you're a Southern Miss fan, Kelly Center, why would you not go to Eagle Tire West, guys that from front to back support Southern Miss Athletics?
I was going to say, it's capitalism, like, right? You want to run a business to make a profit, but it's nice to know that some of that profit is going right back into the black and gold kitty. And before we get to Dima's interviews, you know, this guy, you think the impact of this show, we were joking, but I just got a text message, and the Internal Revenue Service has announced I have been audited.
Again.
Maybe you can't write off your dog being groomed. I don't know.
Maybe not.
Our big mouths, you
and
guys.
You've just gotten back from your 2.5 weeks of community service work, which is why he went on the show, everybody.
Well, fishing can be community service.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
That's what my tax people tell me. I just need to shut up and just...
I guess the fish were real safe when you threw in a line, weren't they?
Yeah, I didn't think they would be, but they were real safe.
Yeah.
What do you catch up there?
Northern pike, walleye, which is probably the best eating fish you can get. There's muskie up there, crappie.
All right, let's play the interview.
Yeah, did you tell them Yankees about good Southern food? Do they understand what they're missing?
They wanted to tell me all about the Civil War, and I said it wasn't the Civil War.
It was the War of Aggression.
War of Northern Aggression.
Absolutely. How did we get off on that?
I don't know.
All right, Damon, set this up.
Yeah, Anthony Richard, cornerback for Southern Miss, really had a good game against App State. The cornerbacks, to me, have been one of the bright spots of the team. They've been playing just tremendously good football and very few pass interferences. I don't think they've had, like, more than two or three. Richard here was talking about that with me on Tuesday. Anthony Richard on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Anthony, thanks for joining us today.
Yes, sir. I'm glad to be a part of this, man.
Anthony, the cornerbacks, I think, have been probably one of the more surprising parts on this team this fall so far, just in the way y'all have been able to play very few. I don't remember any pass interference calls, maybe one or two at the most. Can you just talk about that room's play?
Yeah, man. We have a really, really, really talented room full of guys who love to compete. And we come in, and it's been the same way since we got here in the spring. We come in, and we just compete. We compete, we compete, and we play hard every single day. That's one of our biggest things. And we knew how good we could possibly be if we would just keep that mantra going into the season and clean up the small details. And I think it's just kind of been the result that's been shown on the field because of that.
And tell our listeners, for those who don't know you, kind of where you grew up from in Louisiana, of course. Kind of tell us your story getting to Southern Miss.
Okay, I'm from Lafayette, Louisiana. In high school, I was recruited by smaller schools, but COVID was around that time, so it had kind of messed a few things up for me. But it ended up being a blessing in disguise. I ended up at my first school in Arkansas, which was a D2 school called Harding University. Met some really great people there, but I just felt like I needed a change, and I wanted to try and take that next step. So I ended up transferring to Northwestern State, which was another blessing in itself. Being able to go back home and play in front of my family again, only 2 hours away from home. But then some things had went down after that semester, after that first semester that I actually got to play. We had a season cancellation, and I just felt like it was right for me to move on from there, fresh start. And I was lucky enough that Coach Huff and his staff noticed me at Marshall. And so I went over there last semester, or two semesters ago in the 2024 fall semester. And we ended up winning it all. And he gave me another chance to come with him to Southern Miss. So I took that opportunity, and that's why I'm here now.
And to me, Anthony, I think cornerback has got to be one of the hardest positions to play outside of maybe offensive line, because, you know, you don't really know what the wide receiver is going to do. You can watch on film over and over again and see kind of what the scheme is. But talk to our listeners about how hard it is to play cornerback. But one thing I respect about you guys as room is the fact that, and Coach Huff just talked about it in the presser, the technique that y'all use is so good that you're constantly looking back for the ball. You're not handsy, you know, all these things. But even still, it's still one of the harder positions to play.
Yeah, I think that's a testament to our position coach, to Coach Huff. They challenge us to be confident and have courage in the things that they're teaching us. And I believe that ever since we taken on that challenge, it's resulted in it being a good thing for us.
When you have a guy like Josh Moten on playing with you, talk to me about his leadership in the locker room. But not only that, I think some people are, you know, just we refuse to throw onto his side, so that helps you and the rest of the people in the cornerback room to get more reps on film. But talk about his leadership, and then they don't want to throw to him, they got to throw at you, but, you know, you've shown that you're just as good as him. So.
Yeah, man, Mo is great, man. He's a great leader. He's noticed for what he does on the field, but off the field, he's even more impressive. He leads our room in a way that is very, he doesn't have to say much. It's very it's very just like he's leading by example, you know. But he also has become very vocal too, which has been very nice, like getting tips and tricks from him and being able to develop my game from what he's learned and his all his experiences, because he's played over 1,000 snaps. So it's been nice to learn from him in that aspect. But yeah, I'm just blessed to be in the opportunity that I'm in, really, in the position that I'm in. I know that guys are going away from Mo, so it's a opportunity for the rest of the guys in the room to, whenever we get out on the field, like, we know the ball is coming our way, so we just have to trust in what we know we can do, be confident, and try to make plays whenever they come to us.
3 games now at Southern Miss. How has this university, this atmosphere, been different from the past universities you've been a part of?
Oh, man, I love it. I love it. I love being back in the South. I'm only 3 hours away from home, being over here.
It's easy for your family to come see you.
Exactly. I've had a bunch of my family members come over the last 3 weeks, different people from different areas of Louisiana. But the atmosphere has been great, man. The Rock has been packed out all 3 games. And as I feel like, as long as we keep on winning, then it'll keep on being the same. But I love it. I love it. I love the atmosphere. You can feel the love from the fans. You can feel the support. So it's just nice. It's been real nice.
Anthony, thanks for joining us today. Last thing you have to say to the fandom on the Eagle Hour?
I appreciate you guys. I hope that y'all keep rocking with us. And we plan on taking this as far as we can take it.
Thank you for your time today, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, Anthony Richard. One thing about it, Kelly, if Anthony decides not to play professionally or that doesn't work out, he's got a great future as a Barry White imitator.
Boy, and you'll have to Google that, Dima. Barry White. Is. Yeah, man.
Do you
what
know
if,
who Barry White is? Go ahead, Google it.
He's got a set of pipes on him, doesn't he?
Does he not?
And, you know, playing for Northwestern State, too. I can't with – because Northwestern State is a baseball school, but football-wise, they have just – I mean, they've been getting beat. I think they got beat 70-0 last week and like 66-0 the week before. It's just – what a where college football players go to die is Northwestern
it's
State.
It's like the last couple of years here.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, but he's in a situation now where he was at Marshall, got a chance to win, and now bring that winning attitude over here. So,
well,
good
I'm
for him.
Tell you this, fellas, I think the day of Southern Miss getting pushed around like they did, what was it, last year by South Alabama, I think that's over.
Yeah. No, I do. I think so too. Yeah. Huff said that we played that clip on Monday. So,
yeah.
We better hope that's the
All
case.
Right. Now, we talked a lot, guys, about how important the App State game was. And they passed that test. Mm-hmm. How important is the first road game against Louisiana Tech, Dima?
I mean, every game's important, of course, to build your resume, build your record, of course. But I don't think this game is as important as last week's was.
Interesting.
I really don't. I mean, if I'm going to be honest,
I agree.
If they go out there and lose a competitive game, you're going to say it's a road game, competitive game. Whatever. Mm-hmm. La Tech is really good. They're probably favored to win the Conference USA this year, with Liberty not being as good as they normally are. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it's as important as last week's game. Because last week's game was, how far has this team come?
Right.
We don't know.
I agree 100%, because conference games are one of the goals is to win the conference.
Yeah,
right?
True.
So even if you happen to stub your toe against La Tech, it's not going to count in your conference standings, even though they would like to win it, of course. And it would be a quality win based on the way the Bulldogs are playing this year. Conference games mean everything. And, of course, next year and the year after, they will be conference games against Tech.
And I think they'll win next week for sure against Jacksonville State. So I think that would trump a loss here. So.
I think we all agree that the defensive backfield for the Golden Eagles is much improved over what we've seen the last couple of years. Safety's an important position. Amir Foster plays that. We're going to hear from him as the show continues. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the air. Want to remind you about our podcast. It's on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher. Tune in, YouTube, or you can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. We'll be right back.
Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the air. DBAT sponsoring the third segment of the program on Hardy Street. DBAT, great place for baseball and softball training. Adult training at a beautiful facility, isn't it, Kelly?
Yeah, air-conditioned and always spotless.
Yeah, no question. MCS Home Center, they're great for home repair, home remodeling, home construction, everything you need for your next project, home, lawn, or garden. It's available at MCS Home Center in Bellevue, the new home improvement center. It's great, man. 7329 Highway 98 West. And you know what's remarkable, Kelly, is I know a couple of weeks ago you sat with Hank and his family in their suite, and he's still advertising with us. It's amazing. You must have been on your very best behavior.
I don't know about Hank's suite, though. Those chairs, I think, have shrunk over the years.
Gotten a little too small.
The chairs.
Yeah, I think the
think
rain,
the chairs.
When it rains there, those chairs shrink a little bit. But I was grateful and going to be back. The other thing about MCS Home Center is exterior, like house decorations.
Oh,
they
got
everything for Halloween, Thanksgiving. They probably have some Christmas stuff there, too, already.
Oh, yeah. And, Kelly, it's fun to keep up with your favorite team this time of the year, but what is the most important player on the team?
The quarterback.
No, Kelly, you. Come on, Kelly. We're doing this thing here that you and I do together.
Oh, okay, yes. I am the most important.
That's right. And, Kelly, you can get an annual physical, exercise, and be sure your health is as good as it can be.
Did you say exercise?
Forest Health can help you, Kelly. Forest Health can help you.
How can they, Bob?
Expert medical care closer to home. ForestHealth.org.
Okay, gotcha. If that ever gets... if I ever gets concerned about my health... No, we shouldn't joke about that. As we get older, it's very important to keep up with
Thank
your
God
health.
Thank God the new CEO's a Southern Miss guy.
Yeah.
All right, let's get back to some football players. Set it up, Damon. You did the work. I'm going to let you take the glory.
Yeah, so a lot of people are familiar with Ian Foster, cornerback for Southern Miss. Obviously had the 99-yard touchdown return. His brother, Amir Foster, is the guy I got to talk to on Tuesday, and he had a lot of good things to say for the Golden Eagles and just where he wants to see the safety room excel over the next few games.
All right, Amir Foster on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Amir, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, how you doing, man? Appreciate you.
All right, Amir, 3 weeks in to the season, three home games now behind the belt. I think the safety room's been not so good, right?
Yeah, it's been good, man. It's been good.
I think one of the better secondaries in the Sun Belt. Can you just kind of talk about how it's developed, even just in the start of the season so far, but how you even see it continue to develop over the rest of the season?
It's developed great. You know, we got leaders coming back from our previous school, Josh Moen, Ian Foster, myself included, Anthony Richard, Corey Meyer. You know, all of us came from our previous school. So it was just on that field, we're just able to click easier, you know what I'm saying, being said that we all played together. And then transfer guys like Josh Battle, Dominic Hill, Dylan King, those guys just fit right in with us. We're able to come in January and just gel right in quickly.
And Coach was talking a lot about technique, and I know you play safety, but sometimes you are one-on-one with wide receivers, and he's talking a lot about technique and how you guys in that secondary practice that so well, and there's very few pass interference calls, there's very few opportunities, and he says, you know, you guys lead in pass breakups, but he says he wishes y'all would just intercept the ball instead of pass breaking up. But just talk about kind of Huff's encouragement to y'all after each game and where he wants to see y'all improve.
You know, Huff always tells us as DBs we have to play with poise, you know, tracking the ball in the air, just being confident and under control while the ball's in the air. So, you know, we've had great coverage throughout these first three games, a lot of pass breakups, like you said. But we know we're looking forward for those interceptions, and they're going to keep coming in.
When you saw Ian Foster's interception against App State, what were you kind of thinking?
Man, it was crazy, man. Like, a big smile was on my face seeing him run 99 yards down the field. It was great, you know, and that was a big focus for us this week is red zone defense, being able to capitalize in the red zone, and we were able to do that. So once he caught that pick and ran it for a touchdown, it lit me up. I was excited for him.
Obviously, a lot of teams scheme against throwing the ball towards Josh Moten, just what he brings on the defense. That gives you guys, you, Richard, like you said, Ian, many more opportunities.
and it's almost getting to where they can't throw at y'all either.
Yeah, man. You know, they're going to try to go away from Josh Moore. He's a dude. He's one of the leaders on this team. So, you know, that just give us more opportunities, like you said, you know. And all those other guys, Anthony Richard, me, myself, me included, and Ian Foster, like every time we've been targeted in coverage, it's been either a pass breakup or interception. So that's given us the opportunities and the looks we need.
I guess, what has your relationship been like with Coach Seymour, obviously coming from Marshall? Why did you follow him here?
You know, Coach Seymour has been my only DC in college so far. You know, my freshman year, I was able to come in and play as a true freshman under his defense. So we just always had a great relationship. You know, he's my guy. I knew for sure I was coming with him right with Coach Huff, which is also my guy. So we just had that click ever since I came in my freshman year at Marshall. And it's just been just progressing, just getting closer and closer as we go.
Three home games under your belt now. How different has playing in this university been from your past universities?
It's been really different, you know. It's been great, though. You know what I'm saying? The atmosphere has been great. The fans, it's been great. Everything has been great. You know, we're gonna do a lot of great things here at Southern Miss.
Amir, thanks so much for your time. Anything else you want to say to the listeners?
Go Eagles.
Thank you for your time.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
All right, Dima, you're around these guys a lot with your job with Pine Belt News. I'm going to throw a question at you. The biggest difference you see so far in this football team and last year's, not so much on the field, but the vibe, the kids that you're talking to, the coaching staff, that sort of thing.
I think two things. I think just professionalism, that, you know, the way they're able to do these interviews, a lot of the players very professional, you know, come with collared shirts, Southern Miss logo, all these things, and they talk, and they're not afraid of the media in the sense of that. And then secondly, I think the intelligence of the football team is just so much higher than it has been. I know, like, Michael Montgomery, who's a linebacker for Southern Miss, one time we got to talk to him about 2 or 3 weeks ago, he was telling us things that were like, if I shoot this angle, then the other angle might come out. And he's like, basically geometry in football. And I'm like, this is way over my pay league, you know, but these kids know this. And so that to me is a big difference. And you're seeing it on the field, of course, from this team, where I think their intelligence and professionalism and just confidence is just so much different than the past few seasons.
What about discipline too, Dima?
Yeah, I mean, it's always a part of it. I don't think it's as like big as people say it is, you know, as far as like what Huff is doing as far as discipline to the players. You know, if they mess up, Huff gets on them, and there's no, you know, but the key is that they try not to mess up. They don't try to plick that plug of his, you know, so whatever it is, push that button of his, you know. So, but again, we don't get to watch practice during the season, so I actually haven't seen them practice since fall camp, so at all.
Yeah, the one thing that when I mentioned discipline, when you talked about the way it translates on the field,
yeah,
less stupid penalties. Yep. There were a lot of personal fouls last year, yep, a lot of false starts, a lot of offsides, and that just comes to discipline off the field, but it has on the field, but it has to start with discipline off the field. And I'm not talking about, you know, a taskmaster, things like that. It's just, I guess it goes along with professionalism. Being focused on what you're doing requires discipline, no matter what it is. And it just goes along with that, being focused and razor sharp on what the objective is and getting games won.
Yeah, I think they have 21 penalties on the season so far. So I think that's averaging 7 a game, you know. And so, but I don't think they have a lot of personal fouls or anything like that, which is big. They did have one last week in the App State game against Jeffrey Pittman that kind of, you know, stopped the drive there, and that was, you know, reminiscent of what you saw last season. But there's very few of those. And I think that's testament to Charles Huff and this team and next play mentality. But they're going to need the defense to be, or rather the offense to be, executing very well on Saturday. As we heard from Glenn Dyer earlier, 3-3-5 defense is nothing to play with. The last time Southern Miss saw something similar to that, at least if you're going to think about a defense that this offense have seen, Mississippi State in that second half, guys, they dropped 6, 7, 8 guys in coverage, basically said,
we are going to take away the pass, show us you can run the ball on our defense. And Southern Miss couldn't, and then they were stalled the rest of the game. Obviously, La Tech's defense isn't like State's defense, but it's going to be very similar. They're going to drop a lot of players in coverage. They're going to make Southern Miss run the ball. They're going to make Southern Miss, you know, be patient and take the 6-7 yard gain instead of the 20-30 yard chunk plays, which is crucial. And again, something I said with Glenn, time of possession and chances that Southern Miss has the ball are going to be crucial. Don't settle for field goals. Got to have touchdowns.
And when you just a very brief mention, I think we're finding out that Mississippi State's a heck of a lot better than people thought they were going to be.
Yeah, no doubt. And obviously, I want to see it against an SEC opponent, but
right.
They haven't played one of those yet.
But so. That secondary has been top notch.
No doubt.
Them.
Well, you really like the Eagles' chances next week at home.
I do.
If they could pull this off Saturday night, they could be 4-1. Just saying. Never thought I'd say that. How long has it been since I've said something like that, Kelly? 4-1 in football.
Well, that would be no different than us cumulatively over the past 4 or 5 seasons. I mean,
they've won together. 4 games in the last two seasons.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. I think exciting big game Saturday night. I'm looking forward to it.
I'll be down over there in Houston, so I'm looking forward to it.
All right, we'll be back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape, whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak. TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, 4th Street Bar Grill sponsors the fourth segment. Did you catch that, Kelly?
That's cool. I did. I like that.
4th Street Bar Grill, right there in the shadow of the Rock. What are the three best things about 4th Street Bar and Grill, Kelly?
That they can take care of your health as you get older. And oh no, wait a minute—that's Forest General Health.
They're not worried about your health at Forest Street Barger.
If you've seen the size of the portions on that lunch plate, but I appreciate that for one. But they've got all the Southern Miss stuff, you know, for your perusal. That's another word you should look up.
Perusal. Dima, look that up.
But they've got the blue plate lunch on weekdays. They've got trivia on Wednesday nights, lots of times, and all of the games. And you know, pretty soon, when the Sun Belt gets going and the MAC gets going into the conference play, you're going to see a lot of these Tuesday, Wednesday night games. So there's going to be a game on TV just about every night at 4th Street.
Yep. Hey, we're back on the road Friday. Seems like every Friday. We're glad to do it. Peak Physical Therapy, a brand new facility in Laurel, just opened up, and we're looking forward to being there.
Are you going
to
be there, Kelly, for physical therapy?
Yeah. We're going to get Kelly working out while we're there.
I'm always up for 8-ounce wrist curls, you know.
Maybe you could do the whole show from a treadmill walking, and we could monitor your progress throughout the show.
No, I'd be like George Jetson. Huh? Jane, turn off this crazy thing.
I hadn't thought about that show in a long time. And Judy.
That's another one.
His daughter, Dima, Judy.
Daughter Judy, their boy Elroy.
Yeah.
Cool. I don't know.
Astro the dog.
Astro, yeah. Have you ever heard of that?
Nope.
Okay.
Poor young people. I feel so
bad. Don't know what they're missing.
I feel so bad for them. All right, Dima, news and notes.
Yeah, so both golf teams secured their titles in the tournaments they were at this week. So women's golf captured the Lady Clarico team title. And so that's pretty great. That is Coach Cowan's fourth victory dating back to last season for women's golf. Men's golf secured the JT Poston Invitational team title. So two wins for both golf teams. As far as upcoming schedule for the week. Women's soccer is at Troy.
Don't see, this is like a new toy with Bob now, these sound effects. Take it away from him. Angela Getty, get in here and take this toy away from your husband.
That's terrible. I thought that was good.
That's terrible. Women's soccer is at Troy. Men's tennis is at Louisiana Lafayette. Women's golf. Women's volleyball is a home tournament this weekend. And then men's tennis is at Tulsa on Saturday. And then, of course, football's at Louisiana Tech.
You know, tennis has really been struggling. You hope that they get things turned around on both men's and women's side. And the volleyball team had great crowds.
What is going on?
I said it's like a new toy for him now. You got 2 weeks.
Where's Kelnack?
It'll be have dust on it. He'll get tired of it. There he is. Our visitor from the East. Can we get back to a show here now?
See, we didn't have this problem when he wasn't here.
No,
did
that's
we?
Right.
He just takes us off the rails.
Great crowds of volleyball this weekend.
Yeah, we mentioned that on Monday.
Yeah, and that's really good because it means a lot to the athletes when they go out there and see fans dressed in black and gold out there cheering them on. And you hope that that volleyball is going to have a good season. They haven't started conference play yet, or have they played one series, I think. But soccer, of course, has been struggling, the tennis teams. But how about these golf teams?
Yeah, they've been
doing really well. They do.
I need to go and get some pointers because, man.
You know, I think the two most underreported sports at Southern Miss are men and women's golf and track and field.
I agree. Oh. I agree. And you want to – people talk about how important facilities are. Well, don't you find it kind of ironic that the golf teams really started excelling with this new indoor facility?
Apparently that meant a lot.
Yeah, of course it does.
Yeah.
And because it's expensive to build those things.
Yeah.
But it translates into better facilities for your athletes to get better. And Colton Cowan just got a contract extension as the women's golf coach. And, you know, the men's team has been really good for the last two or three. I mean, both golf programs are definitely on the right track.
Oh, I think you're right about that. And I think we're lucky to have John Stewart, like I said, leading the men and women's track and field programs as well.
And you don't hear any former track and field athletes say anything negative about
it. Right.
And it's natural lots of times that there will be some athletes like, oh, you know, he was okay or she was okay. But, man, they just rave reviews about Coach Stu, as they call him.
Demon, do you realize that Saturday I can go watch a baseball scrimmage game with my beloved Golden Eagles and then go home and watch football that night? And that's what I call a good Saturday.
That's a pretty good Saturday. It wouldn't have been a good Saturday a year ago, but it is a good Saturday.
Yeah. No, it's exciting now. Here's what I find myself, guys, anxious to see the next game for the first time in a long time. Football.
Yeah.
Don't you?
I think that's fair. Yeah. You know, and I'll be out there Friday afternoon for the baseball scrimmage and then heading to Ruston on Saturday. So that's a pretty good weekend.
You know, and Sonny Cumbie, the coach at Louisiana Tech, there's a guy they were ready to run out of town last year. I mean, he was really lucky to get his job back. And the fact that they reworked some things and now have got a pretty good club over there shows that sometimes schools can get a little bit fire happy. You know, and getting rid of coaches. Here's a guy that they kept, and it looks like, at least in the short term, it turned out to be a good decision.
Real quick, we're going to get this program involved in a very, very worthwhile fundraising effort and a new program for people who are suffering from terrible disease here in Hattiesburg. We're going to have Katie Newsom here from Anatomies tomorrow to talk to us about that and do a junior college update, which we missed last week, Kelly, so we need to get back on that.
Mike Frazier, who knows it better than anybody in the country, will be here.
Tomorrow is Thursday, right?
It is indeed.
I got my
Thursday
right. All right. Thanks for listening. Good show today. Good work on the interviews, Damon. We appreciate that. Hope you'll tune in tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Until then, Southern Miss.
To the top.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.